Over the next few podcasts, we're going to be looking at applications under the title of Zoho, Z-O-H-O. Zoho offers a really broad-ranging suite of applications. They're geared mainly towards corporate or enterprise environments, but that doesn't mean there's nothing there for the individual. In fact, there's an awful lot there. With the free account, you can get access to apps which include word processor, spreadsheet, etc. All the kind of common office applications you'd expect. Then there's a range of other apps as well. Some of them are centered around collaboration, and obviously you won't make the most of those unless you're working in an environment with a group of other people. But it could be something you consider with your colleagues, or either in the department or within school, or maybe even a group of students. Though the management of that might take a little bit more looking at. However, I'm going to start off by taking a look at Zoho Notebook. A notebook is pretty much, think of it like a scrapbook, an online scrapbook though. So you get pages, and rather than just typing text into the pages, you actually drag and drop different widgets, I suppose you'd call them, onto the page. So you can add text, you can add lots of different shapes and use those shapes to annotate some of the things that you've stuck on the page. You can add image, audio files, video, HTML using embed codes, and it's a simple matter of, for example, if you want to add a video, then you can add a video from sites like YouTube, Vimeo and so forth just by pasting an embed code into the widget, and then voila, it ends up on the page. So it creates sort of like a collage or a book. This would be ideal for the kind of tool that a Google jockey would need. I've blogged about that elsewhere, but basically it's a student who just makes notes based on the kinds of things that are being said in the lesson, finds resources using Google which might support what's going on in the lesson. So being able to find stuff on the web, whether it's a photo, a video, just some text, and then to be able to pop it onto a page without all the thinking about layout and all the kind of problems you get in a word process document, a lot stronger. Once they're on, drag them around and move them around wherever you want on the page. You can move them up or down in different layers so they can overlap each other. So that's a functionality on the page. You can add new pages. You can add a blank page or a text page. You can even add RSS feeds and files, though in the free version, obviously be aware that your file size limit is a limit, and if you want to have more storage, then obviously you need to upgrade to the paid.